Jagna Podcast. Greetings and welcome back to the Jagna Podcast. I am your host, Brandon Jones. And on today's episode, we get into chapter 2 of the audiobook Level Elite. If you haven't checked out the intro in chapter 1, be sure to double back. Quality content. And if you have checked it out, be sure to share it with somebody you care about, because that's how we get the message and the good content out to folks, is by sharing it. And when I say share with someone you care about, there's a reason for that. Because if you care about people and they have the same mutual care for you, chances are they're definitely going to check it out. So be sure to share it with somebody you care about. And on today's episode, chapter 2 is on actions. Yes, actions. And as my main man says, American philosopher, NFL dominant running back, Marshawn Lynch, be about that action, boss. Be about that action. So that's what we're going to talk about today, how actions are important. We talk about being elite. When we talk about, you know, taking your life to a different level. Stop dealing with the crap in your life and moving forward is all about actions. You know, you got to get your mindset right first, and that will help influence and instruct the actions that you take. So that's what we're going to look at in this chapter. So tune in. Hope you enjoy it. If you do, as always, share with someone you care about, and then come back next week as we get into chapter 3. For today, we're going to talk about actions. So as always, be safe, be constructive, and be elite, and we'll holler at you again next week. Enjoy. Chapter 2. Actions speak louder than words. One of the things that I've learned in the past few years is the power of consistency. Many people lack consistency within their lives. Our habits are dysfunctional, they're disrupted, they're not constructive, they're not helping us get to that next level in life. And one thing that we have to be focused on is how important our habits are into moving us into more significant things within our lives. Our habits are significant. One thing that we have to keep in mind is that we need to attempt to make everything in our lives the best possible result in any and every situation. Everything that we do, whether we're speaking, whether we're interacting, we're moving, you know, or we're actually exchanging things with other people, we need to make sure it's the best possible result, period. And consistency is very important. You know, success comes with consistency. And many people don't understand the power that is in consistency. Many of us, we start things, we do things, and it's not as consistent as it can be. It feels good at the beginning, but over time it doesn't feel good till we stop. And this is a big mistake that many of us have. And if we want to prosper, if we want to move forward in life, the consistency has to be there. So think about, what do you do that is consistent? Is it working for you? What would you like to do that could be consistent? Do you feel like that will take you to that next level in life? Do you feel like that will help you develop your personal revolution? Consistency is a word that should stick in the back of your mind at all times. Are you being a consistent person? And not only are you being a consistent person, but is the consistency that you are applying, is it constructive? And if it is, how do you build on that? And if it isn't, how do you shift that so that your consistency can be better than what it is at the current moment? This is very important for our personal development. This is very important for our communal development. Consistency. Something that you need to focus on, something that I focus on, and something that we need to focus on. One of the things that I've learned in the past few years is the power of consistency. Many people lack consistency within their lives. Our habits are dysfunctional, they're disrupted, they're not constructive, they're not helping us get to that next level in life. And one thing that we have to be focused on is how important our habits are into moving us into more significant things within our lives. Our habits are significant. One thing that we have to keep in mind is that we need to attempt to make everything in our lives the best possible result in any and every situation. Everything that we do, whether we're speaking, whether we're interacting, we're moving, you know, or we're actually exchanging things with other people, we need to make sure it's the best possible result, period. And consistency is very important. You know, success comes with consistency. And many people don't understand the power that is in consistency. Many of us, we start things, we do things, and it's not as consistent as it can be. It feels good at the beginning, but over time it doesn't feel good till we stop. And this is a big mistake that many of us have. And if we want to prosper, if we want to move forward in life, the consistency has to be there. So think about, what do you do that is consistent? Is it working for you? What would you like to do that could be consistent? Do you feel like that will take you to that next level in life? Do you feel like that will help you develop your personal revolution? Consistency is a word that should stick in the back of your mind at all times. Are you being a consistent person? And not only are you being a consistent person, but is the consistency that you are applying, is it constructive? And if it is, how do you build on that? And if it isn't, how do you shift that so that your consistency can be better than what it is at the current moment? This is very important for our personal development. This is very important for our communal development. Consistency. Something that you need to focus on, something that I focus on, and something that we need to focus on. The next big focus for us is our personal economics. Now, when many people hear the term economics, we automatically go to money. And this is not exactly where I'm going. However, finances and money does have a significant role in this section. When I'm speaking of economics, I'm actually referring to your time and your energy. And if you think about it, that's exactly what economics is. How do we manage our time and our energy? And I am going to reference the great Nellie Fuller Jr. when it comes to economics. Because what he did in his book, The United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept, is he focused on why economics is very vital and important. And it's not always about money, and it's more about how you manage your time and energy. And this is one thing to keep in mind. How are you utilizing your time and energy to improve the things within your life? You know, are you building, whether that's physically, whether that's mentally or spiritually? What are you actually producing? You know, are you repairing things that might not be actually in the most correct form that they may appear? Are you improving situations, yours, the community, your families, etc., etc.? And are you cleaning up those things that might not be constructive? Are you replacing those non-constructive elements within your life and replacing them with something that is more constructive? This is important for you to develop your own personal revolution, is by incorporating these things that are helping you go to the next level in life. A lot of us don't. We get in our comfort zone. And when we are in our comfort zone, it's very difficult for us to develop and move forward and to grow. And one of the key pieces to understanding this level of economics is constructive, is the main result of what you're doing beneficial to you and the folks around you? And if so, then it's constructive. If it's not, then it may be not constructive, and you need to reevaluate and analyze what you're doing, because it might be causing more harm than good. And one of the best ways this is done, by making sure that in the activities that you are engaging in are utilized to their best abilities. So are you actually researching? Are you studying things, right? Are you writing or producing video content or audio content? Are you asking critical questions? And are you exchanging in views that are constructive with people to advance not only your intellect and your knowledge base, but the people around you? And this is what's very important. A lot of times it's very difficult for us to engage in constructive conversation with people because we have information that we feel like the other folks do not have. And when we have this information, it's hard for other people to understand it because it is different than the narratives that they've been indoctrinated in over the course of their lives. Therefore, it's very difficult to produce this information and to keep it moving forward. Habits. Habits are your BFF. That's right. Habits are your best friends forever. Why do I say this? Because we all have habits. Some of our habits are more constructive than others. And our habits really are just responses to the cultures that we live in. We all do things to seek different levels of our lives, right? So some people have habits of smoking cigarettes. Some people have habits of working out. Some people have habits of binge watching TV shows or eating Snickers bars or studying sports statistics. Like, we all have various different habits. And as we know, some of our habits benefit us while other habits do not. But it's important for us to pay attention to what our daily habits are. Doesn't matter if you're waking up at 5:30 in the morning to make sure you eat breakfast, or you know, you brush your teeth twice a day or floss once a day or whatever the case may be. But we all need to pay attention to our habits. A lot of us have really unconstructive habits, myself included. And we need to understand, how are our habits and the things that we do on a habitual, almost ritualistic level affecting our abilities to succeed in the future? What are we doing? What habits are we installing right now in our lives to ensure that we leave a legacy and we build something of success and stability for the future? What does that look like? What are we doing? And with this audiobook, I don't want to tell you what those habits should be, but I do want to share some concepts with you to help you develop what those habits are. See, one of the things to keep important is you know your habits better than anyone else does. So it's important for you to list out what your habits are. So at this very moment, I would encourage you to pause this audiobook, take 5 to 10 minutes, get a piece of paper and a writing utensil, and write down all the habits that you can think of on a daily basis. When you wake up in the morning to when you go to bed at night, what are your habits? How do those habits change throughout the day? How do those habits change throughout the week? How have your habits changed from what they are now versus where they were 3 to 5 years ago. These are important things for us to do to understand, what are we doing? What can we alter? Not necessarily what can we change, but if that's what you want to do, what can we change? A lot. It's very hard to build new habits. It's very hard to change habits. So I like to go at the angle of altering habits. How can you shift? How can you pivot on those habits to make the changes that you want to see happen? Because if you just try to go cold turkey, and the perfect example of this is losing weight. Everybody wants to lose weight. And if you have lost a significant amount of weight, a lot of people want to get their bodies toned. They want to look good because these are the messages that we are provided through society, is to be fit and look good. And it's also good for your health. And I don't disagree with that. Like I said, that's one of my things myself. But the habit of losing weight, it's more than just working out. It's also about changing your eating patterns, watching your intake, paying attention to nutrition, and it takes a lot. It's a lot of work, and it's very easy for you to go to Chipotle or Noodles and Company or McDonald's and get that favorite meal that you love to get, and it's harder for you to go to a co-op, buy some kale, buy some granola, pay attention to your sugar intake and all these things. It gets frustrating. But this is what builds character. Your habits build character. So pause this audiobook. Take just 5 to 10 minutes. Write down as many habits as you can. Hopefully you get at least 20 habits. And the reason I say 20 habits is because that is typically what most people can identify. Now, if you can go more than 20, that's great. If you're under 20, you really need to do some more deep diving and take some more time. List out those habits, good or bad. You don't have to identify if they're good or bad. Just list them out. Pay attention to what you're doing, because then when you see that list, you can identify, what can I alter? What can I pivot? And how can I build better habits on there? And at the end of this audiobook, if you need more help with developing your habits, if you need more resources, hit me up. All my contact information will be at the end of the book. Thank you. Another area that I find to be very frustrating when working on personal development, when I work with my clients, when I work with people out in the community, is our ability to externalize our personal power. Now, the word power is a word that is contextual, right? So a lot of people feel powerless when we see things like, let's go with police shootings. A lot of folks don't know what to do. They pray, they change their statuses on Facebook, and you know, they tweet about it. They might post something on Instagram, they might Snapchat their frustrations. But what ends up happening a lot of times is people externalize their own personal power. They go to other places and they let folks who may or may not have their best interest at hand do things for them. And I think that that's a big mistake. And I see this a lot on within one-on-one therapeutic situations with a lot of my clients. A lot of my clients want to externalize their own personal power. You know, they want to blame, you know, their teacher, their coworker, their parent, their spouse, for various different things, and they don't see the role that they play in the matter. One, why things are messed up for them, and two, what they can actually do about it, which is the most important part, is what actions are you going to take to do something about your current situation? Many of us have decided to externalize our power and let someone else handle the responsibility and accountability for what's going on. And this is a big mistake. And when we talk about leveling up, when we talk about developing ourselves and our communities and our families, one thing we have to understand is that every individual has the power to do something. The great Mr. Neely Fuller Jr., and I highly recommend that you look up his work, he talks about a united, independent effort. A united, independent effort. And what that concept means is if every single person does the most correct and just thing they can do, the whole system will change, right? So that puts the responsibility into your hands. What are you going to do for your system to quote unquote change? So think about what's going on in your life. And this goes very well with the habits. You know, what habits do you have that are externalizing your power, allowing other people to handle your responsibilities. One of the biggest things that I hear a lot, and it's funny because it became a meme a few years back, of letting go and letting God handle things. Jesus, take the wheel. This is a very dangerous mentality to have. When you're externalizing your power, your personal power to your spiritual force, you're really cutting out your own personal responsibility to make things happen for you. Now, I am not making an anti-religious statement. Not at all. Because I believe that your spirit is already in you, but the spirit is in you for you to act on it. We can pray all we want to, but until we actually take some steps, that's when we actually start to see the change happen. We cannot sit on our hands and lean on our knees and expect things to get done. You know, there was a great man, Charles Hamilton Houston. He was a lawyer. Highly recommend you look him up. He doesn't get talked about a lot. But he came up with the infamous quote. The quote is, "I'd rather live on my feet than die on my knees." And that is something that you need to take within yourself and say, "I'd rather live on my feet than die on my knees." Which means I'd rather live working than externalizing my power onto someone else or something else and not getting the results that I need. This is what being a leader is all about. This is what leveling up is all about. This is what self-development is all about. The actions that you choose to take outside of the externalized influences and your want and your need to externalize to externalize the responsibilities that you have to make things happen. So where do these externalized concepts and ideals come from? There's a term that I'm going to introduce to you called mimetics, which is a very interesting term. I first became of this term mimetics when I came across this book called Virus of the Mind by Richard Brody. And Richard Brody was a engineer for Microsoft. He actually was the creator of the Microsoft Word processing system. He was one of the engineers on that. He came up with that. And one of the things that he came up with was this thing called mimetics. And what mimetics is, it's funny because what we have right now, everyone knows what a meme is. Some people call them memes, but they're really memes. And these are the things that you see online that are really funny. Like you have a picture or something and then there'll be some words and it's usually a joke, right? And we have memes of everything. We have memes of Kanye West and Kim Kardashian to funny cat faces to the guy who thinks that everything is just aliens. Like we have all these memes. But that's really a boiled down, really elementary kindergarten version of what mimetics is. But mimetics is information that is put together in a package and transitioned from one group to another group or one generation to another generation. So it's a process of transferring information on to another group or another person. And we hit with this all around. And mimetics is very closely related to propaganda. I'm not going to talk too much about propaganda in this audiobook, but in future endeavors, I will be talking more about propaganda as well. But mimetics is very important for us to understand. Think about some of the things that you do or have done and what prompted you to do those. You know, one of the things that I talk to a lot of my male clients about, especially my young male clients, is why do you like J's? And for those that don't know what J's are Jordans. They're tennis shoes. They're Michael Jordan, the famous basketball player's tennis shoes. I ask my clients, why do you like J's? Why? Why do you like Michael Jordan tennis shoes? And I never can get an answer. They'll just say, because I like them. Because I do. Everybody likes J's. We all got them. My brother had them. My uncle had them. My cousin had them. My dad wore them. We just like J's. And it's like this, why? What about them that, what about those? Those shoes are more interesting to you versus some Reeboks or some Adidas or whatever. And they can't answer why. because they don't know. Because that marketing, that branding has been pushed for several we're generation number two now for over 20 years, close to 30 years of pushing a brand, Michael Jordan tennis shoes, Jordan brand, onto people. And it's, and the memetics of it has been just accepted. You like this. That's the key. You like this. And that's externalizing your power. When you have been marketed to and told what you should like and what you should not like, and you don't even know why yourself, you have already given up your own personal power. That is a great version of externalizing your personal power. Someone has found out a way to market something to you and to have it cross generations and for you to just accept what it should be. This is very dangerous. Think about some of the other things in your life that you like and you don't even know why you like it. You don't even know why. It's just because you do. It's just because you do. Well, it started somewhere. It didn't just happen. It didn't just happen. And I believe a lot of that comes from what we call memetics, right? So you don't want to allow others to dictate your success or your failures. And this is what can happen when you externalize your power, because you let others dictate to you what is good for you, what is success to you, what you should be doing. And they also can dictate your failures, so what you should not be doing, what you're not good at, what type of job you should do, what type of major you should take in college, should you even go to college, what your self-worth is. When you externalize power, your own personal power, other people will dictate to you what they want for themselves, their own personal benefit. And please believe me, if you don't get anything out of this audiobook, there are people out here that will do all they can for you to fulfill their agenda. So you better have your own.